Get your closet and home ready for cooler temps at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with great deals on winter boots, coats, sweaters, and more. Take 25 to 50% off looks for the little ones during our Kids and Baby Sale. And update your home with our lowest prices of the season on select furniture, mattresses, and rugs, 20 to 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. Going on now. Info at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Got an idea for a podcast but don't know where to start? You're not alone. There are literally thousands of people out there with great podcast ideas for either their businesses or simply for entertainment, but they don't know the first thing about podcasting. The DBM Production Empire has been successfully producing high-quality podcasts since 2009 and has received millions of downloads. Yes, millions. And now the DBMPE has decided to pull back the curtain and offer their podcast production services to the rest of the world. Unlike some other podcast companies, our team will work with you from the creation of your podcast idea all the way to getting it released to the marketplace. We work with you in three different phases. The development phase, which includes getting your ideas to a workable action plan, the creation of your RSS feed, and if you don't have your own artwork already, we can help you with that too. Next is the hosting phase, which includes a safe place to launch and house your podcast episodes. And of course, the distribution phase, where we deliver your content to major podcast markets like iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, Podomatic, and many more. We'll do all of this for just $10 a month plus a one-time setup fee. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us for a free consultation today.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DBM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DBM Production Empire.
DBMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the empire today at www.dvmpe.com.
Meanwhile, in a galaxy not so far away. I mean, you just turn left at the Crab Nebula, go straight on past the Andromeda gas cloud, and then you hook a quick right.
Luke, my son, I don't have much longer. Without my mask, I will die.
Father, no! Please let me save you. I can't let you die.
I'm just happy that you are the last thing I get to see before my death.
Oh, Father.
Luke.
Yes, Father.
There's one last thing I need to tell you before I die. Something you have to promise me, my son.
Yes, Father. Anything for you.
You know Leia.
Of course.
Don't fuck her.
Uh-oh.
What? What is it, my son? What is wrong?
Kinda did that already.
What? What do you mean?
Well, do you remember the episode where the Republic completely destroyed the Death Star, and it was never the same again?
Yes, of course. Episode 4, A New Hope.
That's what pretty much I did to her pussy.
What the... That is your sister, Luke.
Oh, wait, really? Oh, that explained the kid.
What kid?
You don't know about Snoke?
Who the fuck is Scope?
Snoke is your grandson. Check out this picture. He's even got your eyes. At first, we thought he was an anti-vax kid or something, but now it kind of makes sense because of the incest thing.
Ugh, that is a disgusting-looking child, and he should not be alive.
Dad, don't talk about your grandson like that.
Of all the women out there, you pick Leia. Didn't you get some kind of weird vibe or some shit?
Well, Dad, there's only two women in the galaxy, and she's pretty hot. Dad, stop pretending like you're dying.
I changed my mind. Kill me. I don't want to live in a world with Snooki.
It's Snoke, Dad.
Why the fuck haven't I died yet?
Dad, stop. We never get to talk like this.
Fuck this shit. I'm out.
Dad, put the laser beam down.
Fuck you, you horny freak.
Dad, no! Oh. Oh, well. I wonder what Leia's doing.
I
Yeah. All right. Let's do it. Suck it.
Come on, everyone. Let's go join the fun in Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden. It's not far to go. We'll enjoy the show in Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden. Come on and come on. We'll grab you by the balls in Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
That was great. Oh, that was great. Oh, man. Did you see that? That was great. That was the greatest play I've seen all season. That right there was it. That's it.
Are you fucking kidding me, Greg? That was awful. He got robbed. I tell you, robbed. The ref is fucking blind. No way, man. No way.
Shut up, Barry. You don't even know. Dougie, back me up here, man. You saw it. Were you watching right there? You saw it?
Yeah. I was right here.
Was that not the greatest play of all time?
Oh, sure. Yeah. It was pretty great.
Dougie, are you fucking blind? That was a complete travesty.
It might have been a bad call, yeah.
Whoa, hang on a second. Which was it, Douglas? Was it a great play or a bad call?
Look, guys, I gotta be honest here. I'm a little embarrassed about this, but I don't understand anything about this game.
You got
at all. Nothing.
You gotta be
fuck.
Kidding me. I don't know.
Are you fucking with me?
No, guys, hang on. It's just that I like to get out of the house to hang out and drink some beers, you know? When something happens on the TV, I cheer or I boo or I bang on the table. I just kind of go along with it.
So you mean to tell me all these years you've been coming out with us to watch the game, you've been faking it?
It's not like I wasn't having a good time.
I can't believe this. You really know nothing about the sport?
Not a damn thing. I don't know the rules. I don't know the teams or the players. Nothing.
Barry, could you please enlighten this gentleman real quick?
Sure. So, there's this guy, right? And he's got the ball, and he runs forward, waving his arms all crazy-like, and pitches to the other guy, who tries to hit it and knock over the wicket.
So, this is a cricket match?
This is not a cricket match! And you're not even explaining cricket right, even though this is not cricket.
Okay, Greg, you explain it then.
Okay, so you got these guys over here, and they're trying to put the quaffle through all the hoops, even though the other team's beaters keep knocking the bludger at them.
Wait, hang on, I know that one. You're talking about Quidditch. That's not even real. It's from Harry Potter. I was reading that to my daughter last week.
Fuck. You know what? You are correct. To tell you the truth, I just get drunk here, so I never know what's going on either. I just like yelling at the TV.
What? Not both of you. Come on, guys. It's the game, you know? The ball game.
Yeah, but what kind of ball, Barry? Is this football or baseball or basketball? I mean, what?
No, it's terrible, okay?
Didn't quite get that, dude.
It's terrible! It's oh, hell, god damn it.
You've been faking it, too.
I know.
Well, I feel a lot better about myself now.
Guys, this cannot go on. At least one of us has got to know about the games we're watching here, or else we got no business ever coming back.
I'm on it. Hey, Debbie! Over here, babe!
Jesus Christ, dude! Don't tell the bartender!
It's cool, man. I got this. Debbie!
What can I do for you, boys?
We need you to settle a little bet, okay?
Yeah, very important.
A bet, yeah, that's right.
All right, shoot.
Can you tell us the exact official name of the game that's on right now?
The game's over. You've been watching a rerun of American Idol for, like, the last 20 minutes?
That explains a lot.
We knew that.
Fellas, it's okay. Relax. Look, none of the guys in this place knows anything about any of the games we play on the TVs. Nobody.
Seriously?
I promise you. Everybody in here just comes in to be all loud while swilling cheap beer and to look at my boobs in this tight shirt. That's it. Nobody gives a shit about the sports.
Wow. That explains so, so much.
So, more beer?
Oh, yeah, beer me over here.
I can
still feel
great.
Feelings.
Beer is delicious.
Spare change? Oh, yeah. You look really tired, buddy. I'm Frank, a social worker for Cook County. What's your name?
I'm Arthur.
It's very nice to meet you, Arthur. Do you have any place to stay tonight?
Oh, yeah. I'll just go home, I suppose.
I'm glad. It's going to be cold. Do you live in a group home?
Oh, no. I live right over there by myself.
Wow. Really? In that four-bedroom colonial? That's nicer than my house. Do you rent a room there?
Nope. I own it. Well, the bank does for the next 3 or 4 years until the mortgage gets paid off.
Yeah, I understand how a mortgage works. I've got two of them. How can you afford a house like that?
Well, the job helps.
Job?
Yep. I'm a business process analyst for a widget distributor downtown. Well, soon to be senior business process analyst if Jenkins stays in that coma any longer. Fingers crossed.
I think you probably make more than I do. Why the heck are you standing on the corner begging for change?
You kidding? I gotta keep up.
Keep up with what?
All the shows.
Shows?
Yeah. Titans, the new Star Trek, Man in the High Castle. You know, the usual nerd bait.
Can't you just... You set up your DVR or something for that?
No, that's not the point. Point is, they're all on different streaming devices.
Well, sure, that may be difficult to program, but I've got a nephew who could help you out with that. He's a smart kid. He helps me out with the Facebook.
Oh, I can program them. But do you have any idea how much all them cost? I mean, there's Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime...
Arthur?
CBS All Access, DC Network... YouTube TV.
Arthur.
Showtime, HBO, HBO Go, HBO Now, something called Fubo TV. And I think I'm still paying on a Blockbuster membership somehow.
Arthur!
Oh, sorry. Anyway, when I realized how much all that cost, it was either sell another kidney or this.
Another kidney?
Yeah. Beanie Baby habit.
Good God, never mind. Well, couldn't you just cancel some of those services?
That's just crazy talk. If I miss, say, the last season of the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, how long do you think it'll be before everyone except me knows what happens and they're spoiling things left and right? I don't want to be left out of the loop, Frank. It's a cold and lonely place, like a non-adult bookstore in rural Kentucky. Cold and lonely.
Could you just borrow a friend's password for some of these?
Frank, think about what you're saying. If I did that, I'd be no better than your common criminal. It may seem to you like a victimless crime, but it's a crime nonetheless. Trust me, that road only leads to anarchy. Breakdown of the very social glue that holds our civilization together. Besides, I've tried that already.
Well, you need to get your priorities straight. No television is worth this kind of thing, no matter how good it is. I mean, you're throwing away your dignity for... The last season of Game of Thrones is here?
Hell yeah.
Move over, buddy. I'm not getting HBO on a social worker's salary.
All right, gentlemen. It's time for your final exam. This will be pass-fail. No exceptions.
Oh, come on. Not all of us deserve to be here.
This information applies to all of you. Question one. True or false? You see an attractive woman in line behind you at Chipotle. She has resting bitch face. You open a conversation by telling her she'd be prettier if she smiled.
True. A hot chick that looks pissed is such a buzzkill.
True. Girls like compliments, and that's like a compliment.
False. Question two. You and your girlfriend arrive home after a date. She says she wants a cup of tea. You go make it for her, but when you come back, she's asleep. What do you do?
Pour the tea on her face, record it, and send it to my friends.
That doesn't seem right, but I guess because she's my girlfriend, it's okay.
I guess I'd go online and watch other people drinking tea.
Guys, no. Drink tea by myself and fall asleep?
I'll accept that answer. The ideal answer is keep the tea warm and offer it to her again after she wakes up the next morning. Preferably after you've brushed your teeth and made coffee. Question 3. You arrive at a party. You see a young woman who is notorious for bringing tacos to parties and sharing. You say hello, and she does not immediately offer you a taco. What do you do?
I love tacos. If she always shares, why wouldn't she give me one?
Maybe it's because she thinks you're an asshole.
Oh, whatever. I've scored way more free tacos than you.
Wait. Had she shared tacos with me before? If so, I'm pretty sure that means the taco bar is always open, right?
Buy her shots until she leaves the tacos unattended. Then, if she doesn't protest, just take one.
Whoa. What the hell is wrong with you guys? What? You never take another person's tacos without their explicit permission. That's just wrong. You ask her about her day, flatter her, and after she gives you a taco, savor it. And don't ever call asking for another. You know, it's just greedy. Well, unless it's late and you're really, really, really hungry.
Holy hell! You are all so miserably wrong. Why any woman would ever give you any of her taco is beyond me. All right, last question. You are in your office at work. An intern, who you find extremely attractive, walks in with some paperwork you requested. You would really like her number. She hands you the documents and begins to leave. What do you do?
I mean, guys, we should... Wait. How hot is she?
What? Yeah. What does that have to do with anything?
Her level of hotness totally affects how we play this. I mean, so how hot is she? Is she like a Natalie Portman, like a Girl Next Door kind of hot? Or more like a Sofia Vergara, like cougar hot? Yeah.
Let's just say she's Shakira hot. Does that help?
Wow. Dude.
That's easy. Tell her how overworked she looks and offer her a shoulder rub. Chicks love that stuff.
Yeah. Dude, you're an idiot. That would never work on a Shakira hot girl. You might be able to pull it off with, a Jennifer Lawrence type.
I like her. She's so quirky and down to earth.
Seriously, bro?
Cliff.
So anyway, you gotta be aggressive with a hot girl like that. Here's what we do.
No. Hey. Look, guys, I got it. We have to think outside the box on this one. Okay, and now come together.
I think
I think we've got it. We take the paperwork, say thank you.
Thank you.
And don't take out our penises?
That is correct.
Woo!
Yeah!
Congrats, you pass. But just barely. I highly recommend you tread carefully the rest of the semester. Keep an eye on each other.
Right.
Get out of my classroom. Hey, call me.
Keep an eye on her.
Yep. Hello? Hey, honey. Yeah, I'll be home in about an hour. It's Taco Tuesday.
Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden was written and performed by Amanda Davila, Nick Mataragas, Elizabeth Krahulik, Paul Hinnick, Mike O'Fillerance, Declan Shannon, Brian Sweeney, Keith Hernandez, and Alan Morgan. Music by Pop Machine, Scott Hewitt, Scott Mercer, Dave Waterbury, John Wall, and Alan Morgan. Mr. Wiggly is a production of Memoriam Development and the DVMPE.
Are you fucking kidding me?
WGLY.
Yo, hot dog!
Get your closet and home ready for cooler temps at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with great deals on winter boots, coats, sweaters, and more. Take 25 to 50% off looks for the little ones during our Kids and Baby Sale. And update your home with our lowest prices of the season on select furniture, mattresses, and rugs, 20 to 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. Going on now. Info at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.